Hi, little sweethearts. Pallavi auntie is back with another story, and this time it's called Little Fish Story. There are a great many million fish in the seas, but this story is about just one of them, and a very small one at that. Children, if there are many fish, it's still called fish. The plural of a fish is fish, not fishes. Now this little fish had everything in the seas to make him contented, but he was not happy. You will laugh when I tell you why he was not. He was unhappy because he was so very small.
"It is very hard to be such a little mite of fish," he would say over and over again. "If I were only larger, how much happier I could be."
And he said it so many times that I think he believed it. One day, he was swimming along with the rest of his school of fish and thinking, no doubt, how much more the larger fish had to be thankful for than he, when suddenly, with no warning, they found themselves in the meshes of a great net. There was much floundering and splashing as the net was drawn up out of the water into the sunlight, and just as its haul was being emptied into the boat, the small fish in the school wriggled through the mesh and slipped back into the cool, clear water. How good it felt! He swam here and there and everywhere, and some of the fish who knew him well all the rest of his life said that they never again heard him say that he wished to be anything but a little fish. The story is over, children. But we have learnt from the story that we are all perfect the way we are, isn't it, children? And there is nothing that needs to be changed about us. So what we need to do is to love ourselves, whether we are small, whether we are short, whether we are tall, whether we are fat, whether we are thin. We are all perfect and we need to love ourselves, sweeties. Okay? Bye-bye and see you tomorrow again.